Welcome. This is Katie Curtin, and this is day two of the Money Magic Matrix Marathon. So, yes, we had quite a Valentine's Day beginning, and what I really, really enjoyed the call I did later after the energy clearings yesterday with Nan Reed Twist, where she gave us some wonderful tips on how to increase our happiness levels and how that was related to money. We'll be coming back to a few of those in this class too. And because what we're doing in this whole journey is that I want to just keep reinforcing points so that you actually incorporate them into your day and so that we build on each call. So what I would like to do today is to explain a few basic principles of energy psychology and then do some clearing around the whole idea that you're not enough. And I'll be wanting to access maybe some of the people on the call if they would like to come in with the issues around not enough. And we will also be doing the habit for the day will be around incorporating more appreciation and gratitude into your life. And as I we will also be amplifying some of the teachings from yesterday, especially, for example, around journaling. And as I said, around Nan's call. So first of all, I would like to talk to you about energy psychology. And we're going to be having a really good interview on, I believe it's Tuesday, with Dr. Lorna Meinweiser, who's a real expert in energy psychology and energy medicine. And what we're going to do is we're going to be going into depth about how energy psychology works and the different techniques, such as emotional freedom technique and the healing codes, and a lot more of how they work. But I just wanted to give a little tiny basis of understanding to people beforehand. Some of you may know a lot about this, and other people may be coming to it pretty new. So I realize that I actually am maybe assuming more knowledge of energy medicine than some people may have. Some people may not be used to using energy like energy psychology or energy psychology techniques at all. So I would urge you, if you haven't, to ask questions, because I really want everybody to come along and not to be left behind because I'm not explaining something fully. Because I've been doing it for so many years now, I just realized I'm probably assuming a whole load of things that maybe I can't assume. So keep me on my toes there if I'm saying some things which aren't fully explained, please. And so what I'm going to talk about is that energy has a resonant frequency, and it can be accessed by manual methods which are used in energy psychology, such as tapping, holding, in, for example, the healing codes, they use the hands to focus energy from the body onto certain points, which are around the head. And there's also ways that you can access these frequencies by focused intent working through this subconscious. And, of course, sound healers use sound to access this frequency. So how does this all work? Well, and how does it fit into negative beliefs and emotions and the old patterns you have? Well, basically, what science is telling us today and is that everything is energy. So negative emotions and beliefs were caused by incidents which created disturbances by embedding themselves in the individual energy field. And just to talk about this a little bit further. These thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are simple patterns of energy encoded into the body's energy system. And these patterns are controlled and limited by early subconscious programming and are extended throughout a person's life by other traumatic and reprogramming through other traumatic events that repattern the individual's energy in the same old rut. And what happens often is you have a belief which gets encoded in your energy system, and then of course you start attracting more incidents like that because you believe it and you look out for it and you attract it. And so what happens is that on top of the beginning belief, let's say that you're not enough because you didn't do something and your mother reprimanded you rather sharply or something like that, that can just keep spiraling and then you repeat it throughout your life until you actually get to the root of those beliefs and take them out. So often when we're doing these kind of tapping things, it's good to for people who are wanting to get rid of their old beliefs and all that, to actually go back and see where it might have originated and work on that incident. So we may at certain points do that with the laser coaching. And also, if, for example, when I'm working on not enough, you know, you're not enough, and immediately it brings back an incident in the past, then pay attention to that and have the intention of clearing that incident when I'm actually going through it, even if I might not speak to the specifics of that incident, as well as what's happening today. So that's one thing. Now, and we'll talk more about this. So I'd like to now just briefly say some of the things that are important to do when you're doing energy clearing. It's really important to keep yourself hydrated with water. And I'm just sipping right now because that really allows the energy to flow in the body and this, apart from being really good for you. And also when you're clearing out stuff, you just need more water to do it. So also breathing deeply in and out. That's another way of helping to release the energy as well as being really good for you in other ways. So later today, I'll teach you how to do the healing codes, and I'll take you through some clearings. But before we do that, I'd like to talk about yesterday's positive habit that we were introducing, which is journaling. And many of you may have done that before for other things. And what I suggested is that you get out an exercise book, or you buy something, or just for the moment, just use whatever paper you have around, and you use a blue pen, and if possible, that's great, and write. And write without censoring. That's so important in what we're doing, because the censor will take away the juice from what we're wanting to access. So write whether it seems crazy or not, and just write without pausing. So you might start out by saying, I don't know what I want to write about money. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do for this exercise, and this is really boring me, and why do I have to do it? And you just go through all those grumbles until you start actually writing about money. And I'll give you some suggestions for that, too, to prompt your imagination. So, and this journaling will just get out some of the stuff that's underneath, and that's what we're wanting to do. Because, and even if you, like, you've done an immense number of healings and all, you know, for years, don't assume that you've got rid of the belief. Don't assume you've got rid of all your negative beliefs until even though you might think in your conscious mind, oh, money is good, but if in your background or in your unconscious there's a whole thing that money is evil, then your unconscious is still going to be, you know, hold that power, and it will be manifested in your life. You'll see it by the results. And for me, in some ways, you know, you look, although there's a delayed reaction sometimes, if you look in your life, you can see where you're still blocked. If you're still not, like, for example, if you're still in a space where you don't feel you ever have enough, or where you're overspending, or in indulging in, you know, certain, you know, compulsive behaviors, then you know you still haven't got through it. Or if you don't just seem to be able to attract clients, or any number of those things that can, in the outside world, show you that something's still there. So we want to get that out in the journaling. So I urge you each day just to take some, you know, you can write a little bit about what you think and what came up in these sessions, and then just go from there in writing your money story. And I just want to present a little way right now of you accessing that. And I'm going to just, you can even write it as a story, like almost like a fairy tale, or take a fairy tale to explore some of your money myths. And here I'm going to just give you an example. Years ago, I was working with Michelle Talker, who's a storyteller and explores the mythic, the power of the mythic stories, and how that you, by going into them, you can learn about your life and deepen your life. So you can do it for artistic reasons, and you can do it for just personal exploration. And I was doing it for both. And what happened with me is I came up with a Cinderella story, which was really attracting me. And it's the Cinderella story has and all fairy tales have archetypal types, which you know, are universal, and that's why we talk to universal problems. So that's why we respond to them, and we still find them interesting, even if we may adapt them in a more modern context. So I'm just looking at the Cinderella story, and I'm just going to tell you about that. And maybe you can think after this, what's your story? What fairy tale really attracts you? And does it tell you anything about your money habits? So let me talk about Cinderella. I've explored a couple of the characters in there and just gone right into them and how they felt. And one of them and at certain points of the story. And one of them is, of course, Cinderella. And what I found is that I would take myself to the part of the story where she's sitting at the near the, well, actually she's not sitting. She's actually scrubbing near the fireplace. And she's just so fed up because her stepsisters are, it's after her mother has died and her father has remarried, and her stepsisters and her stepmother are just like unbearable and always bothering her, not allowing her to have any of her former life. And so she's basically a slave to them. So I'm identifying with this character, and it's so much hard work, and it never seems to end. And when am I ever going to come? You know, when am I ever going to have something? And so there was this character that I explored a lot. And what I know of myself, and if I look at my money story, is that I always was doing such hard work, but I wasn't actually getting the results. I wasn't getting appreciated often, and I wasn't getting paid at the level of what I was doing. And neither was I always doing, although this has changed in recent years, neither was I always doing the things that I really loved. So that's all very grueling. So maybe there's some aspects of that that you have you work too hard, you're not appreciated, or you're just not able to go into the field where your talents are really realized. You keep going back to jobs that really don't use what you have. Another thing is that, so I just want you to imagine that, and if there's anything in the Cinderella story that echoes with you. And then I have another character, which is the fairy godmother, which I explored, and which is a fun character, and she's out there helping, you know, helping Cinderella to get to the ball, and that's a very, that's kind of the story for me about part of what I do in the world, because I'm a coach and I help people maybe not get to the ball, but get into their get to realize their passions and meet their, maybe it might be meet their prince in terms of their you know, a special loved one, but more likely it's, or more often because of the fields I'm coaching in, it's they get into the realm where they can really express their talents and are appreciated and are somewhat like a queen. So there's that aspect. And the fairy godmother reveals. But if you also look at the other side of the fairy godmother, which I've been looking at recently, is does that fairy godmother actually, she has her talents and she's helping other people, but are there certain things that she really shines in that aren't getting looked at? And is she really looking after herself? And so by exploring these myths, you can kind of find out some and reflect on and explore more deeply some of the things that are actually happening in your life. And so this is just another little way you might want to look at this. And actually, before I go on, maybe I can get some feedback from people on the call, if they feel like it. We'll just open up for a moment to see if there's anything that caught your attention with this particular one. So I'm just going to unmute, and hopefully this will work. Anybody like to say something on what I've just been talking about? I'm hoping. Can somebody just say something so that I know that you're?
Hi, Katie.
Off
can you hear me? Hi, Katie. It's Deborah.
Oh, good. Okay, thank you.
Hi.
It says we had a few problems yesterday where people were wanting to ask questions, but somehow they went off mute. So anything that comes to you?
Well, I'm just loving I just love the idea of working with a fairy tale. I haven't actually ever done that before. I do a lot of journaling. I'm used to doing that. As a practice, I do it every day. But to play with a fairy tale, and that was really cool listening to the fairy godmother stuff. That was interesting. I don't know, it struck something for me.
Yeah, and I mean, you do play the role of fairy godmother as well. And definitely.
Yeah, I definitely do. it was interesting. I need to reflect on it more, but I want to play with it a little bit. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Oh, great. And anything else? Or actually, okay. I'll wait for a second. And what I'm going to do now, if you do have a pen and journal, I would love you to get it out right now. And first of all, anybody else want to comment or ask questions or even ask questions on the previous section about energy medicine? Okay. So anyway, please feel free if you later on if something strikes you. So what I'm going to do is, and also I would love it for people who aren't able to make the calls because of different schedules, to please post things in the Facebook group as to how things are going. Introduce yourself. You know, it'd be lovely to know what you do and, you know, what you love and, you know, also maybe what you hate. So, because it's that way we can all get to know each other a little more, which I think is always a beautiful thing in groups. So what we're going to do now is, and I'm going to put it on, I'm going to put you on mute. I think I muted myself for a second. Great. I hope people are hearing me. Yes, that was my number. Okay, so very good, Katie. Now, we will go into a little bit of journaling practice, and I'm just going to lead you through this. So first of all, maybe just let's go for the fairy tale first, just to see if it brings up anything. And so take one moment to think of a fairy tale character in your past. And it doesn't, you don't have to have an immediate association with money. Just could be Cinderella, could be Sleeping Beauty, who sleeps for 100 years before anything happens. It could be Rumpelstiltskin and the characters in that. And there's just a whole series of myths or legends, and it doesn't even have to be in the European tradition. It can be in the native tradition. Whatever character kind of comes up to you right now, just write it down. And then just take a moment to write down very quickly the words, "This character fascinates me because," and then write a number of words and what draws you to this character. Are they a character that you like, or are they a character that you don't like? Maybe you identify with some witch, and actually maybe there's something good about her, but you're a little afraid to identify with it. Maybe you, I did one character in one myth, and which was a very angry wise woman who had been excluded from the feast, which she was supposed to be invited to. And that was an amazing exploration because it just showed me a lot of things that I was angry about. And a beautiful character, actually, amazing character, because expresses the archetype of somebody who's being excluded and not seen for who they are. And I think that's a big thing in our society, especially with women. Okay, so that's a whole other topic. So just finish with that. And then we're going to do a little journaling on the I am enough. Sorry, I'm not enough. Okay, that's great. It's coming from me that I'm enough after having worked on not being enough for so many years. Yeah, nice Freudian slip in the opposite direction. So what I would like you to do is just write down, "I am not enough, --, and then put whatever comes up. Are you creative enough? Do you feel you're intelligent enough? Do you feel you're educated enough? Like, are you one of these people who always needs to get more, more certificates to prove somehow to yourself that you're enough? Are you... do you work hard? Do you feel like you work hard enough? Usually that's not our problem, but there may be some people here who don't believe they work hard enough. Actually, even if you're working really hard, you may always think you're not working hard enough because it's never getting done. Of course, there's all the I am not enough with one's body. You know, I'm not beautiful enough. In business, you have to put out your picture on Facebook and all these different places, and you may be delaying getting your picture done because you think, oh, I don't look like these other, you know, glamorous, highly successful people, and I'm going to wait until I did this. I'm going to wait till I lose weight before I do a picture. Of course, now I've lost weight. I haven't done another picture, so it's very funny about that one. We've got all these excuses about not moving forward, and they're deeply in our belief systems. So I'm going to just open up the call a bit, just in case if anybody wants to share some of the ways they might feel not enough, even though they may have, done, for example, if you've done so many different certifications but still don't feel like you're educated enough, that would be one of them. So anybody like to share? Well, I'll go on if not. Okay. Right. So I shall go on and you'll listen to my voice more. And I have unmuted, so if anybody just wants to pipe in while I'm filling in time here, please do. Okay. So what I am going to do now, can I have a volunteer from today of somebody who would like to go into the I am not enough thing, just so it would help me a little bit focus some of the issues more. If you feel comfortable doing this, do this. If not, I'll just read into the energy and know that it is enough too. Any volunteers?
I will.
Okay, who's that speaking?
It's Maureen.
Oh, great, Maureen. I know it's a little courageous, but it really is helpful for the rest of the group as well as for you. So tell me about your not enough story.
Well, I'm not enough to volunteer right now. That's what triggered me.
You're not enough what?
Like, I had this funny impression, like, I'm not enough to be the volunteer.
Oh. Oh, well, great that you've actually, thank you for volunteering. And you are more than enough for volunteering, so I'm delighted. So anything else in this not enough thing, like where, for example, if you were to, did any character come up for the fairy tale thing?
Oh, the Cinderella is a big one for me.
Okay. Is it a different angle from me? Because everybody sees a character differently.
I had the, like, not belonging in the family.
Mm.
It's almost like being the I'm sorry to be, it's like the maid or the slave or something.
Right.
Like, I didn't, you know, yeah. It's like that was the family and I was the worker and I was treated different.
Yeah. Oh, so that is a very compelling one. Well, thank you. And do you feel sometimes that you don't, even though you're the big worker, that you never can, you never work enough?
What I've have this impression with this is that I am good at working for other people, but when I get the rewards, it's confusing.
So when you're working for yourself, it's a different thing?
It's like Yeah, it's like if I'm going to benefit.
Right.
It's like,
does that sort of mean that it's hard for you, and this is so common, Maureen, so I'm so happy you're bringing it up, is that a lot of us are really good, extremely good at working for other people, but when it comes to our own business, we kind of freeze up and aren't so good at doing things like promotion around ourselves or whatever other things there are. So for you, how might that manifest?
Oh, for me, when somebody else was promoting me, charging, you know, making, organizing the money, I just focused on the work. It was great. But when it's me focusing on the work, I get into these little small, little silly places.
Yeah.
And being stuck on small things.
Right. Right. Oh, this is so good. Because it's so true.
Oh, it doesn't
for
feel good.
A lot of people, not just you. I think it's one of the things I hear with so many clients is that once they get into their own business, it's just really hard to get through those little silly places. I mean, you can get stuck on a little question, and which actually is easily answered, but somehow in your subconscious. You can't access it because you don't have the right to really get out there. So there's a lot of levels of that. So is there anything else you want to add to this not enough part?
Well, it's a little different for me. I've had my own business. Actually, I've run my own business my whole life. Even as a teenager, I was always making things and selling. I had this under the mattress practice instead of, like, I wouldn't even, it's almost like I can make the money and grab the money, but managing the money is confusing. So, I notice these funny splits for me that I'm concerned about, you know, personally, whatever, lost in the grocery store trying to decide if I want the more expensive cheese, and then I'll just, on a flip, take a big trip and do some studying and spend a few, you know, several thousands of dollars. And I know it works out, but there's something about avoiding, not wanting, I don't think it's mental, or it's,
yeah.
But the looking at the small stuff is where I start tripping over my shoelaces.
And okay, so you can do the bigger stuff, but the smaller stuff trips you up. And is it the smaller stuff that makes a big difference?
I think it's back to the Cinderella thing. If I'm personally benefiting, it gets confusing.
Yeah. Okay.
So if I'm doing it for a big group, if I'm teaching, if I'm leading, but yeah, there's these blips, and it's. I used to think of it like, these really old twisted beliefs about not, you know, it's not noble to collect or all of these sorts of things, and
it's not noble to collect your own money.
Yeah, or to benefit. Like it's almost like feeling shame that I can do so well.
Okay, great.
There it is.
Wow, good. I'm feeling ashamed that you can do so well.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. Yeah. Please go ahead.
I've studied, I've developed, I'm really smart, I know what I'm doing. It works well, but it's almost like, for me to actually say that out loud to people I don't even know who it is like, oh, I can't believe this.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you, Maureen, because this is really lovely. It sounds like horrible stuff for you, and it is horrible stuff for you, but it's great for us to work on. And as I said yesterday, it's this lead, this you know, the lead that you turn into gold. It's the muck that you have in your life, and which can literally turn into gold, into opportunities for you. And probably, well, just something that is probably the case for a lot of people is that what you find most difficult and challenging is often the thing that you can help people the most in the world, and you become quite brilliant at it. So that's just a thing to think about. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to use, and if you know EFT, you can, oh, wait a second, I'm hearing somebody else. Is somebody else wanting to say something or add to the mix before we go into the clearing? Oh, maybe that was the little background sound. So
no, I want to say one more thing. I appreciate the compassion, I've done the work that I don't feel caught emotionally. It's like the story is not mine. It's just anymore. It's just. But it's more like I'm focused on functioning. And, you know, why is it that I can be out in the world doing this, but when I have to go in the back room and put the receipts together, I lose track of what I'm doing?
Yeah. So it's like you think, like you actually function pretty well in the world. It's just the little things that are tricking you up. Am I hearing you right?
It's kind of like if I benefit.
Uh-huh. And right.
Something in there, yeah.
So you're not allowed to benefit. Okay, so we'll put that in the mix and some of the stuff that we're going to be doing with. And just maybe you could rate, and the other people can rate from 1 to 10, and you can work on whatever belief you want to around not being enough or related to it, which has been brought up right now. And just on a level of 1 to 10, how strongly do you feel like you're not enough or with you you're ashamed that you about benefiting from your talents or confused, you know, just put that on a level of 1 to 10. And that's because we want to just see if it comes down, and it's a good way to begin to measure if we're having an impact on the belief. All right, Maureen, and as I said, what I'm going to do is, what happens here, because it is a group session, is that we alternate between, or I will be picking up on your issues, but our other things may come up that are not related to you and may not resonate with you because it's somebody else in the group that I'm picking up on. And people can either do EFT, emotional freedom technique tapping if they want, or some other technique that they know. There are, you know, there'll be instructions in the resource center on the different techniques. But the easiest one, if you don't know the EFT right now, is just either you can just receive what I'm doing, and or you can just tap different. You can tap different sides of the body, which is another method of accessing and clearing, which is called the WE technique. And in that case, if you listened yesterday, it's just alternating between, let's say, you put your fingers, you have two fingers, and you alternate tapping in the middle area between the eyebrow. Well, you just go one finger on one, like let's say the left eyebrow, and the other finger on the right, the edge of the right eyebrow, and you just alternatively tap them, and that can help get the energy leaving the body around this. But as I said, it doesn't really matter that much. Actually, with this part, and we'll be going into the healing codes pretty soon, with this part, I'm just drinking some water, and you can too, is that with this part, we'll be actually maybe also accessing some stuff which hasn't even been talked about. So it'll be a combination. I never know before I start what's going to happen. So, and some of it may sound really weird to some of you and to me too, so don't worry about it. The work's being done. So, and I'm going to start out with the statements about being not being enough, and then go from there in terms of what Maureen has brought up too. Eva, just deep breath. Make sure your feet are, unless you're lying down, but if you're sitting up, just let your feet solidly root themselves into the ground. And even if I feel that I'm not enough, I deeply love and accept myself. Even if I feel I'm not enough to accept all the benefits that other people have, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel not enough to receive, I deeply love and accept myself. I'm not supposed to receive. I'm just supposed to give. I'm just supposed to give. I'm just supposed to give. Give, give. Work, 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 work. All the time. Working, working, working like a slave. I'm working for other people. Working for other people. Not myself. Not myself. Not myself. That's too scary. Well, you know, sometimes I do work for myself and I do really good stuff and people really like it. And then I get caught. I get caught. I get caught. And I can't receive. Somehow I can't receive. I can't receive it all. It's scary to receive it all. What would happen if I received it all? How overwhelming would that be? Or would it be? Would it be? Would it be? What if I could just receive and then let go? Receive and let go. Receive and let it flow freely and out and then receive again. What if in receiving I could give more? And in giving more, I could receive more, and it would all be okay. What if I'm enough? What if I'm truly, truly enough? Enough to receive? What if the universe really, 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 really wants me to receive and is just like knocking down the door so hard right now to let me receive? What if I did receive? Why am I so good at receiving? Why am I so good at receiving? Okay, I'm going to, I think people are off mute, but will, anybody want to comment? Anything come up there for them? Maureen, did anything happen there for you?
I could feel something pop in my solar plexus. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah. And there's, I mean, I don't know if I should be just focusing on the feeling or the words in my head. What?
Just say whatever comes. And if it got worse, that's okay too. You know, like you don't have to say it worked well for me. Sometimes these things actually almost go to deeper levels and bring out deeper stuff. So, so just tell me.
I've had this impression that I'm not enough of a person to deserve what I can create.
Okay. Great. Thank you. So, yeah. And that might be something to journal about. Just write about what comes up when you're thinking that thought. And so what we're going to do now is, anybody else like to, did that bring up anything for anybody else in the call? And then other people who aren't on the call can always type in on Facebook. Anything
Katie,
else?
I can, this is Deborah.
Yeah, could you talk a little louder?
Yeah, hi, this is Deborah. Can you hear
Thank
me
you.
Now? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, for me, I would have been coming up in the I'm not enough. There was sort of, not knowing enough. Like I'm always having to, I'm always having to learn and accumulate. And no, I'm not enough for my clients was coming up. Which was interesting. And so during your tapping, there was just that kind of heaviness going through, and then as you went into, you know, as it went into the more to shifting into the positive, into, you know, tapping in the I am receiving, that the receptivity piece. It just really got a lot lighter. It's like my heart just. Yeah, I just felt this kind of blowing open of my heart, and the back behind my the back of my heart was. It feels very open and expansive now.
Oh, beautiful! Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm. So thank you.
So what we're going to do now, and is that we're going to do the healing codes for a few minutes, and then I guess I'm going to very briefly talk about appreciation because it will be very near the end of our call, and I would like to keep them to an hour just so it's not too long for people to listen to. Let me see. So what we're going to do with the healing codes is the healing codes basically uses, they're very effective, and we're just doing one of the simple healing codes, which is a basic one which works on a lot of issues. And we're going to, focus the energy on certain healing centers or centers in the body. And the different points are, and in the resources section, energy resources section, there's a chart that you can look at, which Lorna Lineweiser has provided us generously, and which will show you where exactly these points are, and so you can look at it again. But briefly, basically what it is that you take your hands and you cup them, and it's like they're almost like when you've done shadow. I don't know if you've played with shadows on the wall when you were little and you want to make a bird beak. Well, it's like cupping your fingers together like it's a bird beak. And then you have both hands with your hands cupped, and you point them in the direction of there's four points that I'm going to tell you about, and then I'll go through it later as I'm doing it. One is the point in between the eyebrows. The next is the point at around where the Adam's apple is. There's the hinge of the jaw, and there you have the left hand on the left side and the right hand on the right side. And then there's the side of the temple. You have the left hand on the left side and the right hand on the right side. So, and you have it about 2 inches away from the skin, so that you're in the air, but you're directing the energy, like it's almost like a flashlight, directing energy towards those places that I've described. And we're going to start with a prayer and intent, and you can always change this inside if you like to correspond to what you're wanting to clear. So we're going to first start with the intent or prayer, and then you're going to focus your energy. You're asking that the energy be released around the issue that you're working on, but you're going to not focus on the negative although you, when the negative stuff comes up, just let it flow through. You don't you don't want to suppress it, but you want to focus on something that's positive, but that's true for you, that you really feel. It's not like I have I have $2 million and you don't have a cent in the bank. You know, it's not one of those affirmations that you can't believe. It's more something that you can feel true for. So, Maureen, it might be I'm enough to receive. Could be as simple as that, or whatever you want to say. And with Deborah, it could be I'm enough for my clients and for myself. And so, just choose one of those. Don't get hung up that it's not the right one. Maybe the right one will come as you do it anyway. So, what we're going to do is now do the prayer. And I'm going to put us on mute again for a moment. And actually, Deborah, if you, I don't know if you feel like doing sounding with this. I know you've done it. Actually, probably not this time because they have to hear the directions. Any other time that you're on the call and would like to do sounding along with this, I would, you know, of course, enjoy it. And it's, you know, very powerful. Deborah is a sound healer and does some incredibly powerful sound sound to go along with the healing code sometimes when we've been doing it together in the past. So, but for now, just so that people can hear the words and focus on that this time, I'll just do it by myself and future ones, please. Yeah, if Deborah feels like doing sound, that would be great. So here we go. Let me just, I'm putting people on mute. And we'll start with, I pray request that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to not feeling enough and not feeling that I can receive, whatever form that's manifesting, and all the related issues in my childhood where it seemed like I was never enough and that I didn't have the right to get the benefits and the riches that were available to others, that be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the great creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And so you're just going to be taking your hands and cupping them, and then directing the energy in between the eyebrows. This is the first point. And you've got your hands cupped, both hands cupped, and pointing that energy in between the eyebrows, about 2 inches away from the body. And you're just breathing deeply and focusing on the fact that you are enough. You are more than enough. And that the universal creative force, whatever that is for you, whether you see it as God or you see it as the divine feminine, whatever, however you see that, that force wants it for you, wants you to be able to receive, wants to give to you. And know that by receiving, you are going to be so infinitely more capable of giving, and that you're going to be able to shine that light all around. And that's going to be so healing, not just for you, but for the rest of the world. And in the healing codes, we usually take about 30 seconds in each point. although it can change. And here we're now taking the hands and we're going down to the throat. And pointing the hands on the throat, towards the throat, not on the throat. And knowing that we're enough to receive. We're more than enough. If we could really see our magnificence, if we could really feel it, what would it feel like? What would it be like? And we do know it. We know it deep down. Okay, taking your hands. Okay. I guess I'm clearing some stuff because I'm getting some stuff in the throat here. Could be for me. Could be for you. I never say no, or maybe for both, all of us. So here we go. And my voice is a little bit gravy here. But it's enough. We're now taking our hands and pointing it towards the left hand towards the left side of the jaw, the right hand towards the right side of the jaw, pointing that energy, feeling energy of the body coming and focusing on that area. And what it's doing is canceling out all the old negative patterns, beliefs that are getting in your way of being magnificent, of accepting what you need to accept. You need to accept it because it's what will bring you into your own, into your great magnificence. And then we go to the side of the temple and again, we're left hand pointing towards the left side of the temple area, and the right hand pointing towards the right hand, the right side of the temple, and just draining the energy from the hand. And now we're just going to cycle again, even more time through these positions, going again in between the eyebrows and pointing the energy there. I am enough. I am opening up my chalice to receive. I am opening up my container to receive. And then down to the throat area. I'm able to receive the fruit of my expression. And then side of the jaw. And if you have a telephone in your hand, you can just imagine. I should have said this before, but never thought of it. Yes. You can just imagine your other hand focusing energy on the left side if the telephone is in your left hand, and your right hand will be focusing on the right side. The important thing is the intent, not if you make little mistakes. How much we beat ourselves up for our little mistakes. The little slips we make. And we all make them. Stand up to the temples again, shining the light from the hands, streaming the energy from the hands onto these points. All right, then we're going to put, you're going to put your hands on top of your head and just let it, let them rest there for a moment or two. And then you can just, when you feel ready, just drop them down to your sides. And come back into the room and just notice what's around you. All right. Well, I have gone a little over, but I would like to just see if anybody has any question or any comment after that, and also take a few minutes to talk about a positive habit that we want to bring more of into our life, which is appreciation and gratitude. Anything that anybody would like to say, just out of that? You may be in a space that where you're not very verbal, I find, but if there's something you would like to say, if not, you can share it later on Facebook. I'll just wait for a moment. Okay. Oh. I find the healing codes very profoundly relaxing for me. It gets me in a meditative state very quickly, even though I'm not really normally that great at meditation and getting into that state because I have a lot of thoughts going through my mind. But the healing codes kind of does it for me. So any other comments, or we'll just move on?
Thank you, Katie. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very powerful and strong.
Mm. So just see, with these things, you just see what happens in the day. Notice what's happening in the day afterwards, and, you know, how things shift. And the founder of the healing technique, is Dr. Alex Lloyd, and he has a book called The Healing Code, which is a really good, really good book to introduce you to his methods. And I found it one of the easiest methods and most powerful in terms of clearing beliefs and also clearing medical problems. So I really highly recommend it. So now, what we're going to do is I'm just going to take a moment to say how a lot of you have heard and probably do it, and we may have some discussions later on some of the other calls which go further into the appreciation gratitude habit. But what I would like you to, there's two things I'd like to highlight. One is what something that Nan said yesterday is that as human beings, and we're hardwired in some ways to focus more on the negative rather than the positive, or to remember, shall we say, remember the negative far more than the positive. And this is probably due to, you know, just safety things in terms of our, you know, evolution, because it was important for us to remember if something was bad. Is somebody wanting to say something there? Oh, okay. I just heard something else on the line. So anyway, I'll just continue. And so there's a way that we've been there's a almost an automatic thing that a negative thing is going to register more deeply than a positive thing. And Nan yesterday, if you listen to her call, talks about how it's really important to kind of counteract that. Of course, we need to learn from the negative. So we need to be alert that it's happened and get the lessons. And at the same time, we need to, we need to let it go. So one way of doing that is to reframe negative things in a positive way, see what the lessons are, what we get, what, you know, and then two is with the positive, is to really, whenever anything good happens, even the smallest thing, to just highlight it. And it's proven by researchers and said that it takes 30 seconds for it to register. So whenever something really good happens, take at least 30 seconds to really appreciate it and to hold it with you. Or if you see a beautiful flower outside, take 30 seconds to really look at it and appreciate the beauty. Or you hear the sound of a bird, you know, take the time to savor these experiences. So that was one thing that Nan brought to us yesterday. And a second thing, I mean, you can do the gratitude habit also in the morning and in the evening, where you just think of five things that you want to do five things that you really want to appreciate, and that will really help more things come in your life and for it to feel more abundant. So that's another method. And the other method I think I just mentioned is finding always a way to reframe whatever is negative in your life and look for the positive. And that is is really powerful, because that will just teach your body to really hold on to the good. And once what you appreciate. So and you'll start, I mean, it's just been shown that you will be happier. And as other calls are going to show you, being happier and feeling good attracts more abundance into your life. So thank you very much. And we've gone almost 50 minutes over. I'm sorry, I'll try and maybe I'll put less into some of the calls so that we can finish on time or even earlier. So have a wonderful, wonderful day, and I really look forward to connecting tomorrow. We have a really interesting day tomorrow, a Get It Done Day, and also we've got not only a clearing, but Anna Pilon, who's coming to speak to us about having fun with bookkeeping tasks and the little things there. So thank you so much for everybody who's been on the call and has participated. That really helps everybody else. And for all of you who I know can't make it on the live calls at different days, we're sending our love and our healing, and that this be as powerful for you as it is for us. Okay? So thanks a lot. Have a great day. Bye then.